The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
And welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You are with Kelly Ellison. I'm the host of Your Adoption Coach Radio, and we are all about inspiring and educating you on adoption. Now, if you've been touched by adoption and you know someone who has, please share our show with them. Visit our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. On that website, you can listen to any of our previous broadcasts. Over 600,000 listeners since we started our show, and it's such a privilege every day to be able to do this show, bring it to you every week. You can listen to our show anytime, download the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, so any of the shows are available to you, and again, you can get that information from our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. You know, we talk a lot about what's happening in the world of adoption and a lot about helping you make your dream of adoption come true. Most of you know that the core work that I do and our coaches do is to help adoptive families raise money for their adoptions. And often money is the biggest hurdle. That's no secret. Unfortunately, when folks realize that adoption is expensive, it's where we come in. So you can sign up for information on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com, and we can help coach you through that process, connect you with some of our adoption agency affiliates who utilize our system, and we can help you with your journey. I've shared so many times that adoption has brought so much joy to our family, and I want to help you bring your family together forever. So check that out on our website. Last week, one of my friends, I think I can call him my friend because he's been on our show more than two times, so I think that puts him in that category. Adam Pertman joined us to talk about his newest venture, Myriad Center for Adoption Permanency. Now, Adam is and always will be a thought leader in the field of adoption, and most of you probably recognize him from his work as the CEO of the Donaldson Institute. Adoption Institute, and I've mentioned several times his study on the effects of the internet as it relates to adoption. He's the author of Adoption Nation and now has a new updated version that's now available on Amazon.com. He's a great guest, very informative, and again, just a wonderful friend, and he's been on the show several times. You can find out more information about his new venture at MyriadStrategicPartners.com. That's MYRIAD, strategicpartners.com. So I've been working on trying to put this show together for some time now. most of you probably know, if you've been involved with the adoption triad in some way, know of Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife, Mary, know of their work with the Show Hope organization, and I'm thrilled to be able to have the executive director, Scott Hasenball, on the show. Show Hope is really a movement to care for orphans, restoring the hope of a family to orphans in a distressed world. Again, it was founded by Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife, Mary Beth. This is a nonprofit organization, and it's helping to make the difference, make a difference in the lives of millions of orphans. Specifically, I was just reading on the information that was sent over. 4,000 orphans from 50-plus countries have received help since the foundation's inception in 2003. Scott, welcome. It's just really cool to have you on the show. I appreciate you being here.
I'm so glad to be on it. Thanks for having me. Can't wait to talk to you about what's up with adoption.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I was thinking about talking with you today, and I can't imagine what it's like to be you. I mean, I know what it's like to be me. Obviously, I get up every morning. I bounce out of bed. I love the work that I do, get to work with families every day, agencies every day. But your work is really impactful. So I want to know about, I want to hear about you. I want to hear about, are you touched by adoption, by through the adoption triad at all, or how did you get to do this?
Yeah, well, it's been an amazing 12-year journey. Of course, I'm touched by adoption. I am very fortunate to, although we don't have adopted children, we are adopted, and when you look at it from how God's adopted us into His family. My oldest brother is adopted. Mm-hmm. My godson, my nephew, T.R. Marks, is adopted. And we are, you know, reminded of adoption every day through the various children, through the spirit of adoption that my wife and I support in various places. So adoption is definitely a big part of our fabric of our family.
Right, right. And so you have been working with the foundation for 12 years. How did you come to work for Show Hope? And do you remember what you did before that?
Yeah, I was in corporate America, just climbing a corporate ladder. At least I thought it was climbing. That's just kind of arguable, I guess. But, you know, my wife was the co-founder of the Congressional Coalition on Adoption Institute, and organized the Angels and Adoption event. And we met the Chapmans through that event back in actually September 11th, 2001, which her event was canceled. So we met them the day before. For me, I was really still in corporate America and just sort of the cheerleader and support to what my wife was doing on Capitol Hill through CCAI. And we just hit it off real well with the Chapmans because we shared a lot of the same values. And, obviously we know what happened on September 11th. And although they'd never, received the award that day, they had come back to town, within a month to receive the award in a press conference. And we just had several touch points from that point on. And at that point for them, this idea of starting something to help families build their family through the miracle of adoption by helping them overcome the financial barrier was something that was really in their heart to do. But they were really looking to be the spokespersons for an organization that could do it. So they did a lot of research. And in the time that I met them, and from that point on through the next year, they realized there really wasn't an organization that shared their values, that, you know, did what they wanted to do. And so, in late 2002, we got together at the next Angels in Adoption Gala, and they asked me if I would prayerfully consider helping them get this thing off the ground. And so I said yes, and 12 years later, here we are.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing journey. So can I ask, is your wife still involved in CCAI at all? She founded CCAI?
She was the founding executive director. She was the first staffer for the Adoption Caucus in the late 90s. And ironically, as she was finishing that year of being the staffer for the caucus, she proposed to the senators and the congressmen and women what should be done. And they asked her if she would come on board and just kind of be the founding director and get it off the ground. So she currently still is a advisory board member for CCAI, but has spent the last probably 10 years or so, once she resigned as from her post as executive director, just really as a volunteer, a speaker, writer of content here and there, and real support of me and the Show Hope family.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, it's interesting what a small world this is. It's a very small world, and we have featured many of the adoption angels in adoption from CCAI. We've had Kathleen Strautman on the show numerous times, and very, very thoughtful organization. Really love the work that they do. So I love making that connection. That is just a really, really cool connection that you have. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to learn that they really wanted to associate themselves, but then when they found out there was not anything that met sort of their values, they just began to create their own program. So you guys have been around for over 10 years now, right?
Correct. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year, and you know, it was sort of late 02 when we started to dream up some stuff, but we became an official 501c3 in February of 2003. So,
Okay. Yeah. And so of all of the things that, and we're going to talk more about that in the show today in terms of kind of really breaking it down, because I think a lot of people know about Show Hope, but they don't, and they obviously know about Stephen's musical career and those kinds of things, but I don't think that they really understand the true components of everything that you do. And as a matter of fact, when I was reading the information, I was like really surprised about all the various different things that you do. We've got about 2 minutes, but I want to just ask you, is there, as you kind of reflected on the 10 years, is there one thing that comes out of your mind in terms of what you're most proud of over those 10 years?
I think the fact that we've stayed the course with all the opportunities that come our way and that exist out there, when you consider the continuum of what it means to care for orphans and encouraging people to adopt. And while, you know, I think success is really about staying focused on those, you know, 1, 2, 3 things, or 4 or 5 things. It depends on the, what the scope of work that exists. But I think just staying the course and, you know, raising support to help families that need the support, while we have other programs, that continues to be the centerpiece of why we exist.
Mm-hmm. Right. And 4,000 orphans, 4,000 orphans from 50 plus countries have received help since 2003. Mm-hmm. And I really want to have you break that down for us and talk to you, talk to us specifically about what that help looks like. So again, I am with, we're going to take a short break. I'm with Scott Hasenball, who is the executive director for Show Hope. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. We want to do a special call out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, and KidSave International. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's a very affordable way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others who are touched by adoption. You can connect with us on Facebook or Twitter at Adoption Finance Coach at Adoption Finance. Lots of interesting resources to check out, so be sure to connect with us. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27.
Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at YourAdoptionCoachRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. We're back with Scott Hasenball, who is the executive director for Show Hope. Their website is showhope.org. So if you want to check out any of the information that we have talked about today or that we're getting ready to share with you, please go to their website at showhope.org, where you can find out how to connect with them, how to support the work that they're doing. If you're interested in adoption in any form, encourage you to go to that website and learn more about this work. So starting, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about this, the reason that Stephen and Mary created Show Hope. So they have a lot of people don't really know what their background is. I learned a little bit of it the other day when I was reading about this, but they have a lot of children, six children, three of whom are adopted. So, so tell us about this. There's obviously a process here that has that unfolded for them in terms of the adoption process. Can you share that with us?
Sure. I think for their story, what unfolded was it really began with Mary Beth Chapman and the things that were growing in her heart and the uncertainty that many adoptive parents feel before they actually do adopt, and the concern about whether or not they can love a child that did not come from their own womb, and all those things that are just classic. And when once Shohanna was placed in her arms, all those fears just went away, and they returned home from the airport. There was during the season when you could actually have people at the gate, and I think hundreds were at the gate and media and all, and they were all celebrating this miracle that took place in their hearts more so than anything. And, you know, from that point, they had friends and family approach them and say, gosh, we'd love to do it, but it just costs so much to adopt. We just can't afford that, as you know very well. And so they, at that point, began to just financially, you know, help them out of their own pocketbook. And they continued that journey for probably a good year and a half, just helping those folks. And that's in that process, as I described before in the last segment, they were, you know, still looking for that organization that they could just kind of give and join and be a voice for the voiceless and all that. So, so yeah, we began the ministry to just simply help build that bridge between families that had room in their heart and their home and not their pocketbook. And we wanted to just kind of fill that void as best as we can. And so we consider nearly 4,500 grants now from over 56, maybe 57 countries where adoption is legal, moral, and ethical and whatnot. We have a sliding scale that is anywhere between $2,500 and $8,000. So the average grant has been about $4,000. We consider a lot of data points. It's not just sort of taking a dart and throwing it against the wall. And we really take this process seriously because we feel like we have a sense of calling to be good stewards to the generous givers that join us. And it's not just those that have a need, it's who also is presenting a need and is something we could deem as a fit family. And that's subjective, and what we, really try to unpack what the family structure looks like. And taking a lot of things into consideration. So we take the process we have in place pretty seriously because we have a responsibility to the givers and to the family as well. I mean, we are not an agency, so we don't do the adoption processing, but we feel like if we're going to, hand over $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000, $8,000, it's not just your here's a $20 bill. So we feel like we have to be good stewards of that and make sure integrity is a part of the process.
Right, right. So I know that there are a lot of families that are listening. I get phone calls every day, Scott, mm-hmm. about available adoption grants, just what's out there, who's available, because obviously what happens that we find when we work with families is that there's adoption is a highly emotional decision. We make a decision to adopt from our hearts. And then, of course, the intellectual understanding mm-hmm. that you have to come up with a lot of money in order mm-hmm. to make that process real for you. So we're kind of in the same boat in that we don't want families to not do an adoption because of the money. There are many, many mm-hmm. resources that are available for them. But I have a lot of families that ask me about grants. So let's mm-hmm. kind of break this down because I know that our families want to know. So you just said mm-hmm. the range of the grants are anywhere from $2,500 to $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
And then are they just solely supporting international adoption? Do you guys just look at international and special needs, or do you also consider families who are looking at domestic adoption?
We absolutely consider families who want to adopt domestically. We fundamentally believe that if there's a family that we would deem as fit and good family that shares our values, that we want to help them regardless of where they are adopting from. Now, as you know, there are, especially in the last 5 years, there's been a real movement towards special needs adoptions for a lot of reasons, and mainly in the international front and China specifically. So the pool of applicants and the volume of people who are willing to adopt special needs children have increased as well. So, the trajectory of special needs adoptions have only gone up because of just sort of the changes that have gone on in certain countries and really the least of the least that have, the least likely chance to find a forever home. And so there's been a lot of changes that's gone on in adoption in recent times, as you know very well. So
yes, I do.
It's tricky. It's tricky at this point in time.
Well, so and let me just kind of put legs on what you're referring to. It is rare. I think you would agree with me. It is mm-hmm. rare right now. There aren't very many countries internationally that adopt infants into mm-hmm. healthy infants into the United States. Most international adoptions are adoptions for toddlers. Special needs children. I don't think you can put it in a good, bad, or indifferent bucket. It just is the mm-hmm. way that it is. It's the shifts and changes of the international mm-hmm. adoption
right.
community.
Yeah.
And so therefore there are a lot of special needs kids out there, children out there that are looking for forever homes. And, and certainly we know from the work that, Craig Johnson does with Both Ends Burning and those, that whole story. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I'm sure that you are. 450 million orphans. I mean, it's just, it's mind boggling in terms of what the need is out there. So both domestic, both, international, statement of faith required here. Will you support a Jewish family? Will you support other families that are not within the Christian faith? Just to, I ask this just simply because I think people need to understand that I really understand from my background working in the nonprofit sector that, you know, you are a foundation, you have certain values, you have certain criteria, you know, those kinds of things, and a process for how you give your grants out. And so it's important for families to understand that there are certain guidelines, and that's what we like to point families to. If you're a Jewish family, then you're pointed in this direction. If you're a Christian family, you're pointed in that direction. So is Show Hope just simply the Christian families? Is that what they're looking for, or is there any variance in that?
Yeah, it's Christian families. You know, fundamentally, we decided from the very beginning, it wasn't so much about whether or not somebody could sign a statement of faith, especially knowing that, unfortunately, it wouldn't, you know, when it comes to these kinds of things, that people can sign it and sign it wrongfully, you know, so, and that's, you know, I can't say we've had experience with that. I just know historically we felt like if we can ask questions to the applicant that would give us a picture of the things that, would indicate to us, in addition to getting, you know, reference letters from people at their church and their pastor, that again gives us a picture of how like-minded they are with the things that we believe in a Christian manner. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. So there is an application. There is an application process, I'm hearing. And how do folks learn about the process? So is it on your website and they can, and do you give grants throughout the year, or is there a certain time period?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, online at showhope.org is the application process. It's an online form, and it's anytime. We have six periods throughout the year that we make our grant decisions, and so it's every 2 months, and we do between 450 and 600 adoption grants a year at this point in time, just depending on, you know, again, budgets and obviously donations that come in to help support that. So
yeah, that is amazing.
Everything's interactive.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, we're going to take a short break. We are with Scott Hasenball, who is the executive director for Show Hope. Their website, again, is showhope.org. That's showhope.org, created by Stephen Curtis Chapman and Mary Beth Chapman. Such an inspiring story and such a huge, huge commitment to the lives of millions of orphans, specifically 4,000 orphans from 50 plus countries have received help from the foundation since 2003. So you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Scott.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org. Or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org. Or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison. This is Your Adoption Coach Radio on voiceamerica.com. You know, we talk often about coaching families through the adoption process and helping them to navigate the sometimes bumpy waters of the adoption world. One of our biggest needs is raising money, and that's where our coaching comes in through helping families raise money for their adoption. Some of our adoption affiliate agencies that work with us and utilize our system is Beacon House Adoptions, New Beginnings Adoption, EACI, Adoption and Beyond, A Baby Step, and WOMOC Adoptions. If you'd like to find more information about those agencies that utilize our adoption finance coaching system, you can contact us at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. That's your adoptionfinancecoach.com. They can help to plug you in to those innovative services. So we were just having fun with Scott. Scott Hasenball is here today from Show Hope, the executive director for Show Hope, sharing with us the really inspiring message and organization and work of Stephen Curtis Chapman and Mary Beth Chapman with relationship to their organization that they created in 2003. We were talking about your grants, talking about it. Let me just recap. So it is both international and domestic families, grants ranging from $2,500 to $7,500. Yay for you. We were talking about that on the break. So many times, you know, you work so hard. I write these grants all the time for families. So many times you work so hard for $500 or $1,000. Mm-hmm. And while that's great, that's really appreciated. You know, these grants are the size that you're giving, I think, are really appreciated. You do ask for an application. The form is online at showhope.org. You do look for families that share your values, and that would be a reference letter from a pastor, also looking for families who share the Christian faith with you. So you can learn about more about that particular process on showhope.org. How many grants do you guys give out a year?
Between 450 and 600, depending on contributions.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so you kind of have a dual job then. You're raising money on one hand. Raising money on one hand from folks to help to support what's happening with the with some of the families. And a question that I get all the time is, and I know the Internal Revenue Service rules just like you do, but if somebody has a gift – a large gift they want to give a family, so $10,000, say, because that's a tax-deductible option. So if somebody needs a nonprofit organization for that, can they give Show Hope a donation, and can you direct that to the family or not? You have to. They have to use the process, I would imagine.
Yeah, they cannot, or we cannot receipt that $10,000 contribution if they are asking us to earmark it for a specific family. So in that context, we cannot accept that.
And what you're referring to, Scott, and I, the reason I want you to say that is because I say that all the time to families. What what I want people to really understand is that the Internal Revenue Service really frowns on what we call pass through. So if they're passing the money through, you know, that's not really how that works. So if you're thinking that you could use, you know, an organization like that, giving a lot of grants out each year, 450, that's an amazing number. And so you also do some other services for families, conferences for families. Tell us about that aspect of the service. What does that involve?
Well, about 5 years ago, one of the founding board members of Show Hope, Dan Coley and Terry Coley, we kind of launched them out on a journey to find sort of the best practices of who's doing what in the area of post-adoption counseling and post-adoption services, knowing that there are families that are struggling after they adopt. And it's, you know, there's some unique challenges sometimes that comes with children that have come from hard places. And it's you know, nobody's exempt from that. So we decided that we would do a couple things. One is we would gift to applicants that apply to Show Hope through some generous donors. We will, for those that opt in for it, that we would give them some resources to help educate them on some of those unique challenges so they go into their adoption with their eyes wide open about what they're getting themselves into in a healthy way, not as a means to scare them away, but sometimes we can paint the rosy picture. And the truth is, we're just becoming parents, right? And that's hard in and of itself. And then you throw in attachment issues and just a myriad of other things that once you have greater understanding of what those things might be, then you might not be blindsided, and you might be more equipped as a fit parent, if you would, to be successful. And so the conferences will help address some of those things. So we just came back from our DC conference that took place last weekend in Reston, Virginia, and in a partnership with Empower to Connect and TCU speaker team. We, you know, talked to about 800 people that came to hear the message and really get down to the science, to the biblical kind of principles behind relationship and why, you know, God ordained relationship and why it's important to connect in certain behavior, but, you know, behavior without, you know, deep-seated belief is, you know, just what it is, behavior that can be tossed around and can just feel like a lot of commands and driving yourself crazy sometimes. So the conferences have been going on for about 3 years, 3.5 years now, and I think over 10,000 people have come to participate. And it's a 2-day conference. It features Dr. Karen Purvis and Dan and Terry Coley and Michael and Amy Monroe. And it's, again, it's 2 days of just taking in all the information and education about brain science and trust-based relationship intervention and those kinds of things that would be very helpful for parents that find themselves in hard, unique places, considering their unique challenge at home.
Right, right. Well, we know that that there are challenges when you step into any type of adoption, and that it is not, as you said so eloquently, you know, you're not only just becoming a parent, but there might be other issues that are involved. So it's great to know that you guys really do a full spectrum of services to the family. So you're not only giving them the money, some support, financial support to help them, but you are also then helping them with a spectrum of services that are really great.
Yeah.
So that's the families. Those are the families that you're doing. Then there's also, I noticed there are these special care centers, and I read a little bit about this, but this is just really impactful. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that because that's really cool, I think.
Yeah, boy, it's for quite some time since we began Show Hope, one of the things I know Stephen and Mary Beth really desired was to give back to the country that has given them so much through their daughters, through their adopted daughters. And so, you know, we're sort of slow to partner and just kind of get information and just really seek God as to how we might, you know, allocate resources and make a difference to those that remain. And so we partnered with some dear friends of ours that had become dear friends of ours back in 05, 06, Robin and Joyce Hill, the New Hope Foundation, and they were on the ground caring for the least of the least children that are abandoned under the age of four with some special need. And so they have a unique relationship with the orphan, with the Children's Welfare Institute. They'll receive phone calls that say, hey, we can't care for this child because of just perhaps the child has cerebral palsy or perhaps, which is very common, cleft lip, cleft palate, perforated anus, all kinds of things, club feet, all kinds of ailments, spina bifida, you name it, all these things. So we created, along with them, the Show Hope Special Care Centers with Maria's Big House of Hope as the flagship care center, 60,000 square foot, six-story care center that houses about 140 special needs orphans at any given time. And the whole goal with that facility and the other four, soon to be four, we have three others, is to get these children into a better place where they are more adoptable. So it's not a long-term care facility. It's not a hospital. It's not an orphanage. That's why we call it a care center, because we have an on-site doctor. We have nurses, and we employ hundreds of nannies that care for these children in a very special way, so that you know, at some point they are back into the pipeline to be adopted. And one of the greatest joys of my job and just sort of the major victories when we set out to do this was, you know, boy, wouldn't it be great if we can, you know, from start to finish, follow a child or two and see a few of them become adopted. And I think the last statistic I heard from my team was over 178 kids have been adopted that have had some level of care at Maria's Big House of Hope or one of the other three special care centers.
Oh, that is amazing. That really tugs at my heart in a big way. I have to tell you, that's pretty amazing stuff. 178 kids adopted from those children who came from one of the special care centers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. That's just incredible. Well, I have to take a break. Want to just say that if you are moved as I am about what Scott was just talking about in terms of the special care centers, and just know that there are children out there who have special needs in our world that are just languishing, that do not have support, do not have the medical attention that they need. Mm-hmm. And so the work that you're doing in that way is just huge. More information, I guess, on your website, Scott, showhope.org. You can find out more information about this. If somebody wants to specifically make a donation to that particular program, they can, I would presume.
Yes, they can earmark it as they would like.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, we are going to come back with our last segment. Still more to come, more wonderful, inspiring information from Scott Hesenball with the Show Hope organization. A call out for our sponsors, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, KidSave International. You can go to our website at our host website at voiceamerica.com, click on those banners, and learn about some of the special services that our special sponsors provide. You're listening to Callie Ellison, your adoption Coach Radio. We'll be right back.
News, opinion,
hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27.
Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back, so excited to share with our listeners the opportunity to learn more about showhope.org. This organization started over 10 years ago. Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife, Mary Beth, created a nonprofit organization to help make a difference in the lives of millions of orphans. Specifically, over 4,000 orphans from 50-plus countries have received help since the inception of the foundation in 2003. Our last segment, we were talking about these special care centers. Really tugs at my heart, I tell you. 178 children adopted from these special care centers. I love the concept of that. I love the concept of moving them from one point in their life to another point in their life. You know, I love that concept. I think that that's really important because so often we think that that's just a forever thing, that they're, you know, they're going to be there forever. And you did mention that these are only in China now, but hopefully this model will grow. Maybe others will take it. Maybe it'll, you know, others will grow in other cities and countries. So we also talk about, you mentioned corrective surgeries, life-giving surgeries. Now, that's separate, right, from the special care centers.
Well, yeah, it is in that they happen within hospitals in China. And so we'll raise support for a specific surgery. Obviously, the most common that our culture is more aware about are cleft lip and palates. But that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the various needs. So, you know, some are spina bifida kids, some have club feet, you know, some have very unique heart issues that require surgery. So most most of those surgeries are done in China by Asian doctors. I will say we have over the last 5-6 years sent about four to six medical missions teams to go over and work in partnership with a hospital to perform some of these surgeries. And those are always, you know, unique and different because there's economies of scale to consider. And, you know, but it's always been a significant blessing. And one of the things that we're looking for right now, in fact, on our website, showhope.org/China PT, is we're looking for that sort of diamond in the rough, a pediatric physical therapist that would want to live at Maria's Big House of Hope for 6 months out of the year to help train nannies and other nurses on some basic techniques to help some of the kids that we have with cerebral palsy and some other ailments that are very treatable.
Mm, what a wonderful opportunity that would be. Mm-hmm. So that is, you're looking for a physical therapist, someone who could live in China at one of the, at the special care center. And you could find out more information about that at showhope.org. And that's /China PT. Is that what you said?
Correct. Yeah. Okay, pediatric China physical PT. Therapist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Very, very good. So, how do you expand a little bit more on becoming a sponsor? So if I want to just provide support to Show Hope and it just kind of goes to the general operating kind of whatever programs, I'm sure that I can do that through your website. Do you, you have online giving, obviously, on the website?
Sure.
And then you talk about a little bit about the difference between a sponsor and an advocate. Is that just a level of giving or is that a participation? What are those two?
Correct. Well, our Show Hope sponsorship, you know, is very different than what our culture is used to as it relates to one-to-one child sponsorship. It's, we call it Show Hope sponsorship because Show Hope is about moving kids from point A to point B. And you can't sponsor a child forever because hopefully that child will eventually move into a forever family where it's up to the families to, you know, sponsor that child or just love and care for them forever. So the Show Hope sponsorship is really just a low barrier to entry, just kind of $35 a month that will go towards two things. The money goes towards the Show Hope Special Care Center's medical care and expenses for that, and then adoption aid. Those are the two programs. While they are vastly different in its output, the end game for both of those programs is that kids will eventually end up in their forever family. Mm-hmm. And so while it's, again, not your child's sponsorship program like other great organizations that do that, we call it Show Hope sponsorship because these kids are moving. And once you show hope in the way that we deem showing hope, you are changing their lives forever, not just feeding them with necessary food and those kinds of things.
Right. So
advocates are really special to us. Because they, you know, these are just anybody who has a gift, a talent, and they want to utilize that to, you know, do something, either raise awareness or raise support. We have kids that host their own birthday parties and say, "I don't want gifts. I want a gift to be given to my favorite charity and lemonade stands." It's just, you know, really pure in some ways. It's really one of my favorite programs because it gives anybody a chance to just do something and be a part of something special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love that. And so then there are also student initiatives and trips. So are you taking youth abroad to help them to understand what this global problem is?
We are. We do a couple trips a year that are specifically for students. But our youth program is a lot more involved. We created a mobile thrift store. We bought a double-decker red bus from England and called it the Red Bus. So we have this Red Bus project that goes to college campuses with the goal of raising awareness and knowing that students don't have money. So it's not a fundraising program, but they certainly have a lot to offer beyond that. So many students have clothes that they want to give and will buy clothes maybe that they'll the previous college may have given to the Red Bus. But the whole purpose is to help hit the next generation with the orphan cause so that when they become responsible adults, the orphan cause and adoption is in their DNA. That's one of our more recent and unique programs that we created. Additionally, under the Student Initiative Program, we have what's called the Movement Clubs, which is for high school students. Wanting to see students just start to have that conversation, knowing that they're such in a unique, formidable stage that they're, you know, forming what it means to be involved with justice ministry and to be about things beyond themselves. We want to be a catalyst for those kinds of conversations so students
That's
can
wonderful.
Start a movement club in their own high school. So pretty fun stuff.
Really educating them about how they can be not only future donors, but future people who are socially responsible, which is really
the wonderful. Next generation of orphan defenders. So it's not
an
uphill battle to change the paradigms of some older adults that are stuck in old ways.
Right. That's great. Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you so much for being with us today. Again, I've been talking with Scott Hesenball, who is the executive director of showhope.org. For more information about their programs, their wonderful programs, you can go to showhope.org to learn more and do something today. Go visit their website and take a look at some way that you can have an impact on the life of an orphan. So before we go, we are going to do our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union, asking if you're planning to adopt internationally, keep currency of the nation you are adopting from close at hand. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. You can visit them at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. I want to thank Scott and all the folks at Show Hope for their incredible work, and thanks for being with us today. It was a great show. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story, or you'd like to share with us, you can reach us on Facebook or youradoptionfinancecoach.com on our website. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, weekly updates about the show, and other tweets about adoption. Thanks again for joining us today. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.